Federal money is flying, with grants for small local groups and large cleanup efforts. And just what does the Clean Water Act mean when it says navigable waters? Congress, courts, and pundits argue over puddles. It's April 11, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
Groups working on solutions to local environmental and public health issues can apply for funding from EPA's Environmental Justice Small Grants Program. Nonprofits, cities, counties, and federally recognized tribes can submit grant proposals until June 30, 2008. The program will fund projects that address a local governmental and public health issue within an affected community. Grant recipients can receive up to $20,000 to help with their projects. And speaking of grants, EPA announced this week that it made $74 million available for revitalizing former industrial and commercial sites. 209 applicants were selected, received 314 assessment, revolving loan fund, and cleanup grants. $38.7 million will be used to conduct site assessment and planning for eventual cleanup at one or more brownfield sites as part of the community-wide effort. $19.6 million will provide funding for grant recipients to carry out cleanup activities at brownfield sites they own. 12 revolving loan funds totaling $15.7 million will provide funding for communities to capitalize a revolving loan fund and to provide subgrants to carry out cleanup activities at brownfield sites. Coming up, a court decision has done away with EPA's latest definition of navigable waters, reverting the spill control and countermeasure rule to pre-2002 form. But while EPA works on new guidance, a bill making its way through Congress could usher in a whole new era of federal water control. Afterward from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
Two years after the Rapanos decision, debate is heating up again over the meaning of navigable waters in the Clean Water Act. The floor of the Senate witnessed strong debate this week over the Clean Water Restoration Act, legislation introduced by Democratic Representative James Oberstar of Minnesota and Democratic Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. The proposed bill is designed to reverse Supreme Court rulings that define the Clean Water Act as only protecting waterways that flow year-round. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California has been an early vocal proponent, noting that two-thirds of California's waterways are only seasonal and thus unprotected. But Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma says he believes the bill would extend federal power through the Clean Water Act beyond the Act's intention and would disrupt development near any water, even backyard puddles. On March 31st, the District Court of the District of Columbia vacated EPA's definition of navigable waters in the SPCC regulations, as amended in 2002. In the case, American Petroleum Institute v. Johnson, plaintiffs American Petroleum Institute and Marathon Oil Company urged that EPA's definition of navigable waters was too broad and extended EPA's regulatory authority beyond the limits established by the Clean Water Act. The court agreed, stating that EPA's definition of navigable waters was, quote, arbitrary and capricious, end quote. The court restored the 1973 rule definition, pending further rulemaking. According to business and legal reports, for the regulated community, the court decision means the compliance date for facilities to update and implement an SPCC plan that complies with revised 2002 requirements has been extended to July 2009. Those entities required to develop and maintain a plan have no additional regulatory requirements as a result of this decision at this time. However, EPA expects to release the final rule by October 2008 and is likely to contain a revised definition of navigable waters. Regulated facilities will then be required to alter plans as necessary. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.